Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million each for information leading to the identification or location of Farouk al-Suri, Sami al-Uredi, and Abu Abed al-Karim al-Masri. The three men are senior leaders of the Tanzim Horas ad-Din, an al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist group that emerged in Syria in early 2018. The group is fighting in Syria. These three men have all been active in al-Qaeda for many years, and today they remain loyal to the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Farouk al-Suri, who is also known as Samir Hijazi, and Abu Hamam al-Shami, is a Syrian. Al-Suri has been active in the al-Qaeda terrorist organization for decades. In the 1990s, he was a senior paramilitary trainer in Afghanistan and trained fighters for the group in Iraq from 2003 to 2005. From 2009 to 2013, al-Suri was detained in Lebanon and afterwards became the military commander of the al-Nusra Front. He left the al-Nusra Front in 2016. Abu Abed al-Karim al-Masri, also known as Karim, comes from Egypt. In 2018, al-Masri was a member of Tanzim Horas ad-Din's Shura, the group's senior decision-making body, and served as a mediator between Tanzim Horas ad-Din and the al-Nusra Front. The Jordan-born Sami al-Uredi, also known as Abu Mahmoud al-Shami, is a senior Sharia leader of Horas ad-Din. In the past, he was involved in terrorist plots against the United States and Israel. Like Karim, al-Uredi is also a member of Tanzim Horas ad-Din's Shura. The Rewards for Justice program is administered by the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service. Since its inception in 1984, the program has paid in excess of $150 million to more than 100 people who provided actionable information that helped bring terrorists to justice or prevented acts of international terrorism worldwide. If anyone has such information, please contact the Rewards for Justice via the website at www.rewardsforjustice.net, email info@rewardsforjustice.net, or contact the regional security officer at the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.